by Parshas Nosa, you find in the Parsha of Ashkoa Saita, so the Pasuk says that you take Megillah Saita and you Moichik, and it says besides Megillah Saita, there were two things you were Moichik in the Mayim. One thing you were Moichik was the Parsha, which included the Shem Vakadosh Baruch Hu. That we understand. It was Kilu, the Eidos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parsha Saita that is made on Kal Yisrael. That's one thing that you put in with Moichik, and that gave it a koyach. The second thing it says, B'chleichosh u'mina ofa she'ia b'karka mishkin yikra koyim rasa moim. The second thing that the koyim gave was the offer in the... He put in offer from karka mishkin. I mean, what was in the offer? What was the koyach in the offer that did this maisa? The offer is kilu something that's nothing. Offer is meaningless. Good, it's kaddish because it's the mark of my mishkan. But what's the offer? Chazal say by Avram Avinu that since when Avram said vanoichi offer veifa, when he was in spal for Anshis Toim, so Chazal say vanoichi offer veifa beschar that he was memayed himself beschar that he was an onav, so there was zeichet the two mitzvahs. There was zeichet to the eifer of para aduma, and the zeichet to the offer of seiter. So, first of all, good. I mean, it's it's not just stammer mizav alma. Because he said he was over mind himself, so they picked on two mitzvahs. There has to be a kesha. First of all, Avraham Avinu himself. When he said Anoichi offer veifa, so he wasn't being poetic and saying two things. It's offer veifa. I mean, he could have said a lot more things. Klum ve'efes ve'akasha. I mean, if a person wants to be flowery about his anivus, he can dash a long time. He said offer veifa, so he was. It was meduyak. The two dargas of anivus that are called offer and eifa, and b'meila the offer is something that is offers earth, like outside, like ground, and Afer is ashes. So if you said offer of Afer, those are two complementary dargis of Anivus and Isbatlus. Each one has its own nekuda to it. And Avram was a Shalom. He said offer of Afer. What are the two dargis of Anivus in offer and Afer? And Bechlal, it says there was zeichet to seita because of it. I mean, it's not a big schus. Meila paraduma, the entire mesim. I mean, when a person is nitma with tumis mes, it's lav dafka that he did an avera. I mean, if I can't, it was mesasik be mes bekvura, which is a mitzvah, and he needs to be torah for the beis hamikdash. So that's a schus shtickle. Offer seita, I mean, seita is not a big inyan of. It's not a mailen kai. So what do you mean there was zeichet to offer seita? It's a milah that when you have to be retired, it's a milah, but still. Also to understand what's the onish of the seita. It says v'tzavas bitna and so on. It's a general kolola in the mokim of aveira, but there's something there. It's kilo a test. There's a test in the bitna. More than that. It says one or two things. Either she falls apart, it's a bit, and so on, which is a terrible klala, and we understand it. Or it says if not, she's lucky, she's zeichet to all sorts of banim that are tremendous banim. If she used to have a shreim, she used to have levanim, this, she had that. She gets the other spitzar, teilat berevach, and so on. So good. It's a general mila, opposite of what was there before. Before in the Indian of Leida and so on, she had tsar and she had bottom that weren't so good. They also have very good ones. But I mean, there has to be something. There has to be a turning point. There has to be a certain axis that this is the opposite of that. That services bitna is one facet of it, and the other facet of it is that she has bonim mitzlochim and so on. Chazal also say over here that she's zeichet to bonim like Avram, who said anoichi off of Eifa. So, but more than that, the Medrash says also. Also, these are one. Bechlal, the word offer is used very interesting in Chazal. It says, Marbre Yevavashi, when he used to finish davening, he used to say, L'kayin etzor l'shoni miro, v'sfosim dabe mirmo, p'sachli v'sar sech, v'sach d'rav nafshi, cholotshon l'ro, meri hofer atzosu, gal kamash aftom. It says, v'nafshi ka offer l'kol tiyah. And all, and my nefesh should be like offer for all the people that for everyone, to everyone. And that's for us. We that tefillah of Madre Ravina is the tefillah of that we adopted as our gemara of tefillah. The reason why I once said is because since we start Shemini Esrei with Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, a pair is supposed to be something that's shomer and sogur. And we ask a bakasha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for psichas peh when we start davening. So the Meila, when we finish davening, we say the kind of tzol shani mirah. I mean, that's why the Zeluma says, in other words, it's a psicha nechsima. Tefillah is a psichas peh of Adam. Adam becomes a medaber through tefillah. And now he needs a shmirah once he became a medaber. Good. What's about v'nafshi ka'ofa la'kol tia? I should not care what anyone does to me. The literal meaning is kilu that even if people mekalal me, I should be able to be quiet. In other words, even if people antagonize me or they irritate me, I shouldn't respond. And my nefesh should be like offer for everyone. I mean, we know that being a shmata is not a maila. The Rambam says that a person is not supposed to be apathy, he says, is not a good maila. Apathy is the other extreme of haughtiness, and neither to a good maila. A person that doesn't care is a kemeis chashiv. If I care, the person that's apathetic, it's very hard to do anything with him. It's very hard for him to work. So what kind of tefillah is it for nafshi ka'ofa la'kol tia? I should be like a shmat, the people should trample me. I don't think it's a maila. There's one place in the Rambam Pirush Rambam where it does have the mashum, but in the Rambam Halacha says mefurish that in gaiva, the extreme of gaiva is apathy, the atishus, and it's not a maila. A person should go a little bit towards that extreme because it's hard to restrain, but in principle, it's not a maila. So what kind of tefillah is nafshi ka'ofa la'kol tia? Another place where you find the word offer an interesting connotation is that we find the term of bia, mi mana afar Yaakov, who counted the offer of Yaakov? So it says, rivoiseyem shol tzadikim, the bia of tzadik, that they mar bebonim like offer. So the word offer, and at that it says, nistam enoi shalese Russia, that Bilma Russia thought it was very, he felt it wasn't right. Klap Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be mizbeinin in such things of pusher. So there's also mimana far Yaakov rivoiseim for Yisrael. The inyan of dafke of tuma, the inyan of bia and zivug is also expressed as offer. It's the same inyan like by soita. We have offer expressing that. One more on what we said before. If a nafshi ka'ofer la'kol tia. So Taisvis says, what kind of tefillah is it? So Taisvis says, "V'nashkol tia, ma offer," he says, "is not niskala through anything. Nothing can destroy offer, but offer destroys everything else. Kach zaroi lo yichalu." So he teaches, "V'nashkol offer l'kol tia is not just a shmata, not caring, but he says just like offer is indestructible. So the same way too." I should be indestructible, and I should destroy everything. Offer outlives everything else. Offer in the end buries everything else. And b'meila, the person also wants to be like that, and not only himself but zari, which is again interesting. Tosis is taking the word zari, of even though the tefillah of a lakai netzar is dealing with himself. He says he's going at a tefillah on his zaroi that it shouldn't be niskala. Again, because the word offer assumes it means zari. It also needs a havana. Well, I mean, the tefillah is talking about a personal tefillah. It says that Adam was created it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu took offer min Adama and he created Adam. So the Sheirish of Adam was offer min Adama. That was the Mokum Brias Adam. And Rashi makes that point by Seita that the Mokum Brias Adam was offer, and that's why you take again offer. He's more specific, he says Mokum HaMikdash. But Vayita Hashem HaKimesa Adam offer min Adama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him offer min Adama. In the other Inyanim of the Bria, it says everything was mitachas adam and it came out afterwards. Everything had shaykhs with the Eretz. It doesn't say that it was offer min adam. Even though pashas, everything was also b'china, a certain b'china of offer. Adam is called offer min adam, and he's called Adam al-shem di adam, which is the sheirish, the offer. When he was chayte, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, so again, the chet was a chet through taiva. The chet was a chet because they looked at the Eitz HaDa'as. And the oynish for that was on the nochash va'ofa toicha kol yemeichayecha, and instead of standing on al chayin chateilech va'ofa toicha kol yemeichayecha, you're going to not be going on your feet, you're going to go on your stomach va'ofa toicha. That's his oynish, and Adam's oynish is at shuvcha la adama ki mimenu lukochta. The oynish was Adam should have been Adam that comes from offer, and that's it. And the oynish is the tikkun, if you want to call it that way, is that the person goes back to the offer, and if that's from where you came from, that's you go back to. So let's be mizbain a little bit. It says shleishit dvarim, a person should be mizbaining, and viatabo dechet. So you have three things. Me'ayin boso, ul'ana t'hoylech, v'lifnei mi'at t'osid litin din v'cheshmo. The me'ayin boso, ul'ana t'hoylech, are both be'etzim the offer. The lifnei and me'ayin and la'an is like the pasuk says, ki me'ofa l'kochta v'l'ofa toshuv. So that bem is those two is bainus and ashayach to this bainus of offer. This bainus of lifnei miyat osid didin v'cheshbin, the midah, we spoke about it a while back, the midah of midas hadin is eish. Ki eish oichlo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki b'krei v'akadosh, what happened b'krei v'akadosh, an eish came out and was seyref them. Anytime midas hadin is pegea, it's an eish, because like we said, we once explained, that an eish takes away everything that's fake, the air, the water, the fat, and it leaves over mamash just the core of essence. So the lifnei miyat osid din v'cheshbon is the pchinas eifer, that's a person. So the first two pchinas are me'ayin and lo'on are pchinas offer, and the midas hadin is takes care of the eifer. That ki'ilu is lifnei miyat osid din v'cheshbon. So again, in the global istaklus of every person, if a person doesn't want to boil the chet, he has to look at offer and eifer, and that's where he's oimid on his tikkun rishon b'chayta. What's the meaning? So you have to understand the whole metzias of taiv and the bria. The whole metzias of taiv and the bria is a koyach that its churm lies whenever taiva becomes tachlis. This says anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave into the bria, any koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave into the bria, it's neither good nor bad, except where it says ano em loich. Wherever something becomes a malchus b'fnei atzma, that's where the churm comes in. So there's two mehalchim in the mehalach of malchus b'fnei atzma. Everything in the bria, like the Rambam says, everything at the beginning of Avodah Zarah was where you took a koyach in the bria and you gave it chshivas and you gave it a maimit, and you said, oh, it's a dover shal yesh. In a koyches hanefesh of a person, it happens in two places that a person is mamlich something and he gives it a koyach b'fnei atzma and a koyach of yesh. One sheirish is the sheirish of Avodah Zarah. where a person takes a dover, like the Rambam says, by the kechavim, the mazolus, the shemesh and reyach. The Rambam explains in the beginning of the Hilchos Avodah Zarah kechavim, how did the Torah of Avodah Zarah come about? The Torah of Avodah Zarah came about when people were mamlich. They said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all sorts of gufim with koiches, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should that you should be over those koiches. That became Avodah Zarah. The second koyach is the koyach of taiva. A person lives for taiva. That's his metzias. That's how he's built. And it's the first thing a person works for is for tainug, and the tainugim by him are all associated with the taivas, and that becomes the person's tachlis. In a certain way, there's these two shroshim of ra, there's a shayrish of ra in Avodah Zarah that the person is koifen HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. It's sort of a pegia. That's the chisurin. That's the bad side of the zara leumas taiva. A mumal lahachis has a much worse darga than a mumal teoven because he's keilu fighting a kadosh baruch hu, like the anshei dora flogger, where they said we'll make a migdal v'nasan Hashem v'shemayim fakert, where they will mime themselves zelumaseh. That's the shayush of the zara. And the gaiva Avodah Zarah, those two bechinas are that bechina. On the other hand, the sheirish of taiva, it's not a pegia in HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. It's the person is not coming. It's a mumla teofen bechlal is not coming to be koif in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, the person is in a much lower darga than over Avodah Zarah, because the whole person is caught up with himself. Just like you'll take two people. One of them is a very smart person, tough person, works hard, but he keeps elbowing other people out of the way. The other person is sweet, good-natured, but he sits most of the day in a bar drinking and patting himself on the stomach. So who's worse? It depends. If you're talking about who's worse to be around, well, obviously the person that knocks other people out of his way. If you're talking who's on a pchais dagger, who's on a lower dagger, you're certainly talking about the person who became locked into his own taiva, and it's just like he short-circuited the process. He feeds his taiva, the taiva responds by giving him hanoah, and it reinforces, and he invites the feeding his taiva, just a round circle of feeding his taiva. So if you're talking about which sheirish is more ra, klapi, ultimately, it's the mumal lahachis. If you're talking who's on a lower dag, on a pchoiserech, it's the mumal teovim. The mahalach of the tikkun for Avodah Zarah is called always eish. You have to be eish, you burn out the whole city of everything, you mave beish in a ira nidachas. Eish is always when something starts up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like by Nadav Aviyu, who were chayten a horror of it. Eish was the destructive, who destroyed it. The lifnei miyat also litanim v'cheshbin is nemar for that yitzahara. The yitzahara of where it's a shaila, the lifnei miyat also litanim v'cheshbin. In other words, you're doing right, and you think that you're doing the right thing with mysterious nefesh, but lifnei miyat also litanim v'cheshbin. I mean, are the maisim that are stolen the chutzut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the maisim that you created a nasa roish ba'atzmoi? That is the Mahalach of Avodah Zarah. So in the Mahalach of Avodah Zarah, the Pagia is a midas adin of Eish, and the Sreifas of Eish, the Afra, Eif of Avodah Zarah, that's where you have an Indian of Eifer, and that type of Tikkun and Oynish. In the Sheirish of Taiva, where Taiva becomes a Metzias, Bifneatzma, that belongs to Ofer. The Gemara says the difference in Legabe Kisui Damba Ofer. So the Gemara declares explains the difference between Efer and Ofer is that Ofer is Matzmiach and Efer is not Matzmiach. Ofer contains in itself the ability to grow, to cause other things to grow, and Efer is sterile. It is. It's burnt. It's burnt to crisp, and it can't support any life. Fakir, the koyach hataiva be'etzim is a matzmiach. That's the koyach hataiva. The koyach hataiva is to be matzmiach. The metzias of Adama in the world and offer is a metzias of being moiled something else. Adama is moiled things that grow in it. You take Adama and you mold it into a kli, and it becomes a kli for something else. So the metzias, the word Adam comes from the word Adama. So Maral says, as Adama le'elyon. A person says, Adama le'elyon. I'll make myself in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Earth is something that you can mold into any image you want. It's something that you can form into any image, because that's the metzias of Ofer. The metzias of Ofer in the Bria is, it's ke'ilu the chayme yuli. It's the raw material for everything else. I mean, that's what it is. Whether you make a binyan out of it, or you make tzuras adam out of it, or you matzmiach tzmachim out of it. Whatever you do, the whole metzias of Ofer and Adama is kol kuloi hechatimtze. You even see that the elementary form of kli in the Bria is a kli cheres. That's the elementary form of kli. Kli cheres, a stam kli is a kli cheres. That's what a kli is. Because cheres, Ofer is something that is be'etzem a kli. If I care, a kli offer, a kli cheres, that shavur, is worthless, because offer itself has no intrinsic value. It's tachlis is always for something else. So in koyches hanefesh of Adam, if a person has to understand in himself that he's kol kuloi hechetimtze. Taiva, a person, I mean, the sheker of the type of your dream house, your dream car, the churban of taiva lies when it becomes the dream. In when a person is shayif to taiva, so the person, instead of making that chelik of the bria into kli, he makes it into safe pasik. That becomes the teichen. So instead of, just like if an appetite is supposed to remind a person to fill up and to eat so that he can work, when a person takes appetite and he makes that into tachlis, that his tainuk, ibasi al nachla mnucha, oz tisanik, instead of oz tisanik al Hashem, it's oz tisanik al bitnecha. So then the person subverted the process. If a person takes his strongest koyach, which is to be taken matzmiach and moilit, and instead of making that a hechetimtza for something, it becomes a tachlis for something. So that is the hitting the churban of taiva in its bullseye. That is the churban of taiva. The churban of taiva is when the person's nefesh, instead of treating it hechetimtzadik, treats it tachlistik. In the chet of Adam HaRishon, there was an element there of v'yisim kelikim, and that was one element of the avera. And the second element of the avera was that he saw, in other words, he combined both things. First of all, there was a certain kfira. Chazal speak about saying les din v'les dayan, and the nochash came to him and said v'yisim kelikim yodea toivera. He wanted shtal zech tzu mitzad kfira and sichlius. That was one element. There was a second element, and that element was that he vatara isha. It says she saw the eitz. Vatara isha ki toiva eitz lemachol v'chitayvu leinayim v'nechna eitz lehaskel v'tikam pei toichal. She paskin al pi taiva. But she says it's good. It beckons. So let's eat it. That was the sheirish of where taiva, as the chet of taiva, was born into the bria. And b'meila, the oynish was that the nochash could no longer, there was two oynishim. The nochash could not go anymore on raglayim. Going on feet is always a maimid of the one who's boss, the one who's strong, the one who has, yelechenu kememius latzenu. A person who has a chshivas and bailos walks on feet. A melech is stand. The melech is on, sits on a kisei. Everybody else sits lower down. The one who's higher up there is misnasei, koymes kufa, and so on. All these in yonim. So the nochash who the Yetzirah brought into the Bria two inyanim, a sheirish of kfir and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yisim kelekim idea toi v'ra, you can shtal zechavek like dorah flogadik, and on that the inish was that he would lose al kchoin chateilech. And the second thing was, he said, listen, if it's good, eat it. Why else would it taste good? I mean, enjoy yourself. That's it. Ki zekal adam. Enjoy yourself. So the offer toichal is connected that faket, he has to keep eating offer. His meichel becomes offer. That is the zekin egedzer. And Adam, he told him both things. First of all, same thing. Bezeas apecha toichal lochem. One thing is he lost his shlit on the bria. Until that time, the Bria bowed itself to him. His koyma skuf in the Bria was that the Bria stelled itself to Adam. It bowed itself and produced what Adam needed, lechem. He has lechem. Adam needed this in that. Bezeh asapecha toicha lechem means you have to struggle with the Bria. That's a zelu umaseh to the koyach of kfira. That's ke'ilu, the same thing like al koin chateilech of nochash. And kle'uma is the fact that Adam got caught up with taiva, so ki'ofa atav al ofa toshuv. That's the second half of it. That the person's metzias, the person knows that whatever taiva has, it's momentary and it's gone. It's momentary and it's gone. That is the taiva goes away, kel ofa toshuv. It doesn't stick around. Both of them are there in Oynish and a Tikkun. When a person realizes that no matter how hard he holds on to Taiva who slips away at some point, then he understands it. We'll mention it simply because we live with it. I mean, Re'e ma bein chomi bein benila bein chomi. We understand it that way. By the goyim, the whole mitzvah is that at a certain age, a person matures and taiva recedes, and the person becomes fakir, menutek from taiva. We see it as the maila of zikna, even less than zikna. I mean, the Chazal said at a certain age, a person should learn the inyanim of Kabbalah and b'chal. The whole this darkness of a person is that he becomes cheshiva and his taivas recede. And the Umazonim see it as a tragedy. If I can't, what can you do to keep the taiva going? Because kizakalodim, there's no way of understanding it other way. It's partial. It's not only bimikra. Since you have a taiva, you're nichshol because you came in mizgava. It's because mali chayim. If there's no taiva, I mean mishunadik, the chiluk in istaklus. So that was the metzias of offer. So the metzias of offer is the havana of a person being taifis, everything that he has in himself, every koyach, no matter how strong and how driving, is only a chetimz of something else. It's only a metzias for something else. That's the b'chin of offer. By Soita, so by Soita we have the musig of offer. So Avraham Avinu, let's go back. Avraham Avinu, when he said Anoichi Ofa Ve'ifa, so that means there was a certain tikkun on both of these inyanim of Adam Arishan. Efer is that Ofer means a person looks around as physical self, and all his physical koiches, and he says it's kol kulei for a tachlis. Every Efer has a tachlis. What's the tachlis? The tachlis is not the tainug in itself, but the tachlis is for something. That's one is batlos of a person. A person says, he has this. You don't have anything. You have everything for something. That's one type of anava. And the second type of anava is a person looks at his ruchnistic accomplishments and fakert, a person looks at his sichlius and things that are not physical. And that sheirish is mevatl by saying, lifnei miyatos edin v'cheshmen. that they you're right, these are tachleisim, but what do you mean v'yisim kelokim yodeh tovrav? Shtol zich tzut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lifnei mi, the hagosha of the Ein Soif HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the person's non-entity, klapet Ein Soif, is a bitul on that chilek. So on the two inyanim, on the two chatoyim, shor she'achet of Adam HaRishon, and the shor she'achet of Adam HaRishon, one being the v'yisim kelokim, and one and the other Marishan was kaifer that day. He said, listen, Stein, klapi that there's a zelum aser of the chet. Klapi that there's a zelum aser of anoichi efer, and klapi the taival einayim is if a nechbud laskil and taival einayim klapi that you have the anoichi offer of Avraham Avinu. Those were the two inyanim of tikkun. He was zeicher for both things. He was zeicher, one of them is metaya from the Tumas Misa, a paraduma. Like it says Rashi there, that in, it's an Indian of v'migbiya atzmei ke'erez yan mechatzmei ke'ezer. There's an element over there in the Tumah of Misa is that the Koymas Adam lost its Tzuras Adam. And klapi that, it goes in line with those inyanim. Klapi the inyan of Seiter, where the chet lies because the person didn't realize what is a tach, that taiva is only a tachlis for something else. The taiva is a tachlis to be mizdabek with baila, and she subverted that tachlis. That's where it went off to that direction. And the beschus offer is a tikkun for that. That's where the offer is connected, that offer. The whole mitzias of the mitzias of the Saita, what happened to her, is a real reflection of this mahalach. It says one of the explanations on a very deep level on the inyanim of Ra, how they got started in the Bria. It's an understanding built on the fact that from HaKadosh Baruch himself, Ra didn't come out as such. So one of the descriptions of it is a mashal. Ki'ilu, let's say a person takes liquid, and he pours it into a cup. And then the cup is not strong enough, and it breaks apart, and everything gets scattered all over, makes a big mess. And now the glass is sharp, and you cut yourself all over the place, and the water gets spilled out, and everything is one big mess. So you look at it in the following. The hashpa was a good hashpa. You poured in something, you poured in wine, you poured in water, you poured in something good. The chisaron was because since the kli couldn't shtol zich tzu to hold what it should hold, it plotzed and fell apart. That mitzias is a mitzias of Ra, where ke'ilu the Ra didn't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it came because the Mekablim weren't up to the task, and they fell apart. And so ke'ilu, such a dogma. This is it's a mashal used in Oymek. I don't know, maybe some of you know this, I don't know, but that's a mashal used to describe the amkus of the shrashim of Ra. That was such a mitzvah in the Bria, where because the Bria couldn't be Mekabel Meloi, so it fell apart. And when something breaks and falls apart, you have a lot of sharp things laying all over the place where you cut yourself on. What happens to the Isha who was a Saita is the same thing. The Vetzava says Bitna is where the Kli is a kibble for things that shouldn't be Makabal. The Isha's dark, the mile of the Isha is that she's a kli kibble for Baila. And if she stole a tzu to a hashpa that's not for her, then the kli bursts. The tzura of what happens is exactly that tzura. It's a tzura where kli became overloaded and it fell apart. What's the flip side of it? It says that if she's hinoki, like we learned, so you get a lot more than just hinoki. It says, like you mentioned before, that if she's mazras, until now, if she had children that were not so mutzlach, she has children that are more mutzlach. So what's the flip side of it? Good, it's a schar, it's the same type of thing, but it has to lie in the etzem etzius of the chet and the tikkun and so on. Let's go to the nafshik of elokoltia. What does it mean, takiv nafshik of elokoltia? A person should be a shmat, a person should be apathetic. Everyone understands wrong. No. And what does Taisus mean? Taisus says because offer outlives everything else. What's the nekuda of that? A person has to understand wherever a person sets up a tachlis, lemoshel, if a person builds something that this is the building I want, and the person and it falls apart or something bad happens to it, so the person is devastated. I mean, that's it. This was my tachlis, and if my tachlis falls apart, it's not good. Let's say a person is in an experimental stage, and the person takes different models of paper buildings, and he tries to push them in different ways, different forces, to try to understand. He's trying to learn how different forces work, interact, and so on. So a building falling down is not a failure. If I can't. It's not the building. The person is trying to understand the bigger picture of it, and the person is trying. So everything that he tries, if this didn't work, so fine. So something else. So the picture formed itself in another way. So this type of building is not good. This type of building is not good. The person will try to understand the principle of it, Lamashal. So falling and standing is hainu hach to him. A person who's a balgaiva. And again, we're talking about the Sheirish of Gaiva is, on the finest level, is the person sets up little images. I'm not talking about Avodah Zarah on a bad side. I'm saying, but it becomes, this is what he needs. This is what he wants. This is what he dreamed for. So if something happens to it, so the person has. If a person deheres himself offadik, meaning the person is a kli, for Ritzoyne Yisparach. And it could be that this person, if a person says to himself, he did 1,000 things right, and nothing ever came out of it. What do you mean nothing ever came out of it? So if you're the one that's doing it, then you're right. But if Kol Kuli you're a Klifa Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kaimolon that after Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim the Mitzvahs, it says, Leisirdu Oisei Beparach, that you can't be that you're not allowed to use an Eved Ivri before. So Mestam HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't use Klal Yisrael for Paruch either. So people who came and saw a person who was standing in Europe after the war, a day after the war was over, and there were a lot of people like that. I mean, there were quite a few people like that who looked around and said, "It's all over," because. I mean, we did everything. We built up such a gewaltige center, we built this, we built that, we built that. Akash Boch destroyed it all, so it's finished, it's gone. Safe pasuk.
We don't understand what happened.